There were two big announcements today from the world of women's soccer. Stars Mia Hamm and Julie Foudy were elected to the Soccer Hall of Fame, and a group of investors unveiled plans to put professional women's soccer on the road to return. They introduced 6 charter teams and hope to launch the new Pro League next year. The old league, the Women's United Soccer Association, folded in 2003 after losing nearly $100 million. The nonprofit Women's Soccer Initiative is creating the new league. Earlier today, I spoke with Julie Foudy, who's advising that group, and Tanya Antonucci, its CEO. They were once soccer teammates at Stanford. Antonucci says the key to success this time around is to run this league more efficiently than the old league.
With the previous WSA, there were staffs that had 15, 16 or more dedicated people just to the women's soccer team. Now we'll see an infrastructure where things like sales and marketing, operation, promotion, community service will be shared with staff members who are focusing potentially on other soccer, professional soccer teams or other sports teams, and things that can be leveraged to help keep those costs down.
Let's bring Julie Foudy into the conversation. You and Mia Hamm were the two players voted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame this year, the first ever women-only induction class. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
When you advise this new league, it obviously won't have the big names like yours that got all the attention in the old league, especially after the World Cup victory in 1999. Doesn't that hurt the chances for this new league to succeed?
No, not at all. And you know, what I love about this team, this national team, and the new stars coming forward is you just have all these tremendous personalities. And unfortunately, for many years, because we played on the national team for too long, we cast a very large shadow. And so you never got to learn much about them or hear much about them. So with all these stars that are coming forward, Abby Wambach, Allie Wagner, Shannon Box, the league creates a platform for them to shine. And we have a World Cup next September on the women's side, the Olympics in the next year. So it's perfect timing for them to blossom.
Tanya Antonucci, do you think you'll be able to pay the women players in this new league any more than they were able to make in the last league? And they weren't making a whole lot then either.
Yeah, the previous league, just to give you a perspective, the original investment was $40 million. And by the end of the third year, all-in investments were close to $100 million. And I give you that backdrop to demonstrate just how many areas of cost-cutting we need to look at to make this a viable league the second time around and make it palatable for the investors. So can the players earn as much from this league? No, it's going to be reduced from that. A number of areas are going to have to be slashed in order to bring all the costs in line with what the projected actual revenues will be.
Julie Foudy, when you co-founded the WUSA, it was really a phenomenal thing, and it in some ways was larger than life. It was a cause in itself to promote women's soccer and to make it legitimate. Do you think when you advise this new league that the cause should be different, that the focus should be different?
Well, I think, you know, we were wrong to assume that sponsors should come on because it was such a great cause last time. And we didn't have a solid business plan to back it up. So this time around, you know, we want that emotional side to resonate with them. But at the same time, we want it to make business sense, you know, because it just isn't fair to ask sponsors to pour their, you know, their money and heart and soul into this and then not do our part to make sure that it's a good investment for them.
Tanya Antonucci, you come at this from several perspectives. You played soccer in college with Julie Foudy at Stanford. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. coached at the college level, went on to the business world, have an MBA, and were in the business world for a long time. How daunting a thing is it to think about recreating a league, creating a new league, when you know that the last time around, this went up in flames? It did not succeed.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on us to get it right the second time, no doubt. We think about it every day. We're very mindful of our really one chance to get this right, or it may be quite a long time before any groups touch this again. So it definitely has been a two-way street in conversations to make sure that we built something that these folks are going to sign on for, not just for the next couple years, but for decades.
Tanya Antonucci, thanks very much to you.
Thank you for having me.
And Julie Foudy, thanks very much. Congratulations again on your Hall of Fame election.
Thank you.
Julie Foudy is advising the Women's Soccer Initiative. Tanya Antonucci is the group's CEO. The new Pro League does not yet have a name. They hope to start playing games next April.